Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at HTAs. I mean, I love my acronyms, right? Don't you love your acronyms? I think you gotta love your acronyms to be in this industry. So today, I bring you four acronyms. Acronym number one, way back in the day, early aughts, I was involved with a WUI project, Web User Interface, a WUI project. And the idea was to deliver everything through the web. And to execute these web files on the desktop, we were using HTAs, HTML applications. So you download the HTA and the HTA would launch and run and it would do some cool things and it would look like a web page. I had a compiled help file that I don't know how I got, to this day I don't remember how I got. It was a lifesaver because Microsoft documentation has gotten better, but was really lacking in HTAs 2001, 2002-ish. So I had this CHM file, I was using all this information, I was building these HTAs to launch a WUI. So this weekend, ran into Dave Kennedy this weekend, talked about SET, the Social Engineer Toolkit, and he showed a new attack vector using HTAs. So the tip is, look for HTAs in your environment and figure out how to stop them. The way it works with Social Engineering Toolkit, you send an email, right? You just put up a web page. The user goes to that web page, they're prompted to install some software or whatnot. Usually the controls give you some error, some warning, so you don't click through it. With HTAs, go to the web page and it says, hey, do you want to run this content? And you're looking, well, what content is it? And the content's like, this content's from Microsoft Corporation. It's a Windows executable, which is true of the HTA handler, but not true of the HTA file itself, right? So to the user, it's like, oh, this is just a normal file I need to run, or a normal process, no big deal. To the attacker, they're like, ha, we gotcha, it's easy. So you say, yeah, okay, fine, I'll allow this. And it runs, the HTA downloads, executes, launches the compromise, sets up the shell, and dials back, as the Social Engineering Toolkit would. And then the user is compromised, and compromised using a technology that that we rarely hear about or use. Which makes me wonder. I mean, aside from my WUI project of many, many years ago, who's using HTAs? Does anyone use HTAs in the environment? I don't think so. And it brings up a larger conversation. I joke about everyone loving acronyms, but we really do need to know our acronyms, or at least our extensions, and the file handlers that are running in our environment, right? Do we need to enable CHMs? Do we need to enable HTAs? Do we need these extensions enabled on the desktop for the person to do their work? And if not, let's get them out of there, because it just opens up more vectors for the attackers to pass in corrupted files, right? More vectors for the attackers to get the user to click on something, open it, and run it, and infect themselves. So my advice to you would be, look at the firewalls, make sure we're blocking at the perimeter, specifically HTAs, but in general, any extension we're not expecting. Look at the desktop, make sure we're hardening those handlers so the HTAs won't run specifically, but in general, any extension that we don't need. You know, take a look at all the other various ones that could possibly be there. And then finally, test it out. The Social Engineering Toolkit is freely available for download. You can download it, set it up, run it, and check to see in your environment. All right. So let me know. Are you got some good defenses for HTAs? Does people actually use HTAs in your environment? Have you seen a pretty cool attack using an HTA? Drop me a comment. Hit me up on social media, and I'll catch you later.